Hello, everyone. This is Fierce, and welcome to the podcast. I hope everyone's doing well. So anyways, you know what's missing about this podcast, Fierce? You need, like, a song. You know, just a signature song to start the podcast. Just like Powerpuff Girls, you know, like sugar, spice, and everything nice. These are the ingredients to create the perfect little girls. Or maybe we could make like a different song each episode. It's just me singing because I don't have the fucking money to pay, I don't know, Britney Spears for their song. You know, Britney Spears, Michael Jackson. I mean, Michael Jackson's dead, so maybe I could just get their songs. I don't know. Who are you supposed to pay? Maybe Michael's family? I don't know. So anyways, hello everyone. So just stop bullshitting, Pierce, and just start with the fucking podcast. Jesus. So I had a bad nightmare last night, man. Is there even a good nightmare, Pierce? Please tell me. There are two types. There are two types of nightmares in this world. You got the bad nightmare, the kind of dream where you wake up all sweaty in the middle of the night from some fear you have in your subconscious just manifesting all over your brain. And there's the good nightmare. The good nightmare where you wake up all happy from that nasty dream that you had. Nasty dream that you can't tell to your friends but secretly love. Like me, my name's Pierce. And I like role playing. And the best role play that I want is for me to get raped. Okay, you gotta fucking stop out that shit, Pierce. That's too much, man. But I'm pretty sure there's some people here that loves to have that feeling, you know? That, like, I feel like rape has their... Just stop, Pierce. Just stop, okay? So anyways, man, I had a nightmare last night about me losing money. And shit, man. I mean, I don't have a lot of dreams. Probably every month I get one or two dreams. Probably. I'm not really sure. Probably in the single digits. You know, while my girlfriend over here just keeps having a dream like every other day. And while she sleeps at night, while she has her nap, every single time, man. I don't know how she does it. So for me, most of my dreams actually are like really, really boring stuff. For the past year, all I could remember was like me dreaming about going out with my friends, you know, just going to the mall, going to the park, to the bars, having a drink. Those are my dreams. Just like boring ass shit. And there are only two types of dreams that give me nightmares. The ones that where I just wake up that are really, really bad. And it's school or money. Money related. That's it. You could give me a dream about me getting chased by an axe murderer, and the best thing you could have a reaction from me would be a girl and just Pierce, are you okay? Axe murderer behind you. What the fuck? So anyways, man, yeah. I had this dream about losing my money. It's just so, you know, the feeling is just so awful. Because there was just this time where it was really hard. It was, I want to say poor, but yeah, you could say poor, man. And I was, at that time, I was more of a vegetarian. Not by choice, but vegetarian by social class. We had very little money to buy meat, so most of our food is just vegetable stew. Every single day. And then we get like adobo once in a while. Like once a week. But most of the days it's just vegetables. Just steamed vegetables. You put a little bit of shrimp paste. You put a little bit of fish sauce. That's it. So anyways, I've been thinking a lot about the future, you know. And what I really wanted. Because, I don't know, like, I am starting to feel my mortality, you know. Like, you could see your friends every time you see your friends, I don't know, pictures from Facebook or whatever, you could just see their like wrinkles from their faces, their eye bags. Some of your friends have already died. You know, some of your friends, a lot of your friends have gone to marry someone, which is good. And I don't know, man. I feel like I'm still stuck, you know, like still lost in the world. I'm down on my mind. That's a Kanye West song, by the way. I don't know why I keep on singing. I know I don't have a good voice. So anyways, yeah. And I don't know, man. I don't know. I think I just have to, right now, the best thing that I could just think of is just try to enjoy what I have. And whatever gimmick you have in your mind, you just fucking do it, you know? Like, I used to be an engineer. I didn't like it. So I went off and just jump off to another industry. Boom, data science. And after that, I'm selling data science though, because I need the money. I need the money. And after that, I tried to do stand-up. I think it was cool. But I feel like I still need to do more because I only did it twice because I'm just too scared. Like the panic attacks that you get right before the actual show. Ugh. I don't think I could handle it anymore, man. Like every time you make jokes and there's just this silence, it's just so awful. But I feel like you just get, I don't know, desensitized after a while. So yeah, man, I'm just tired of trying to be poor, you know? I mean, I'm not saying that I'm poor, like I need my money to be, you know, but I'm still in the trenches. You know, I'm still in the trenches that if I don't have any money by this month, I am fucked, you know? So, you can still remember, man, like the times where it was just so hard. Every time your friends tried to, it was back in high school, just my friends would start inviting me, hey, Pierce, so let's go drink and do whatever, right? You're excited, so you try to open up your wallet. And every time you stretch your wallet to open up the seams, is that the seams or whatever, the slits? You know, you could just hear the screams. Oh, God, stop, Pierce. Stop opening my legs. And all you could see from your wallet is just spiders and cobwebs. It's just so difficult, man. Right? You want to buy a new pair of shoes because your shoes are starting to look like Mufasa. The soles of your shoe starts looking like Mufasa, you know? Just one end hanging for his life, and the other end it was just grabbing onto the ledge, grabbing onto dear life. I am not gonna go down. I am not gonna go down. You go to the shoe store or whatever. You don't have any money, so you just look at them, right? And so the best thing you can do is just buy some super glue and just, you know, stick it to your shoe. This is just so funny, man. Like, at least now I could just laugh at it, but I don't know, man. Like, it's just different when it's different at that time because all money related problems are going to your parents. And like as an adult, you know, besides the responsibilities of you going to work, balancing your own life, balancing yourself, you know, there's also this money problem. This fucking money problem. It just goes everywhere, wherever you fucking go, man. Just, can the government start abolishing fucking money, you know? It's just so difficult, man. Like, if someone tells me about, someone asks me about how much money are you willing to take, Pierce, to suck a dick. Dude, I will suck dick for financial freedom. I do not care how dirty that dick is. I mean, if it's dirty, I'm just gonna put a fucking condom, man. Right? Oh yeah, that's gay, Pierce. That's gay, dude. Do you want to be part of this fucking system where every single day you keep on thinking about, am I still gonna live? How much money do I have? You know, every time you think about money, your forehead just starts rising and rising. I think that's the number one reason why males get this bald head by the age after you go to college. You could just see, man, like my friends a lot of my friends, just right after college, you could just see the forehead just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, just half an inch every single year. And by the time you get to 30, there's fucking nothing. There's just nothing on top, just at the sides. Just one. He just got sideburns all over his head. Nothing else. So anyways, man, can the doctors at least give us like a vaccine to not be poor? It's just, I'm so tired, you know? At least a vaccine that could just give us a better gut feeling about financials. You know, like every time you go to, like, you get a vaccine, you know, from Moderna or whatever. So what you do next is you wait for 2 weeks. Then after 2 weeks, you'll probably have that gut feeling, you know? You got that gut feeling where it just says, Pierce, you gotta get this. You gotta get this, man. It's 2010, Bitcoin. I am telling you, 7 years from now, you are gonna be fucking rich. Put down your $20, all of your $20 into that fucking thing, man. Into that fucking thing. And I am gonna guarantee you, you are going to be a millionaire, you know? Or you went, wherever you go to a lottery store, you know? It's 649. What are your 6 winning numbers, Pierce? And every time you hover your pencil over to a number, your stomach just starts rumbling. Oh, shit. Okay, I think that's good. 7. Okay. How about 8? No response. Okay, how about 32? Okay. You know, like, at least give us that, man. That would be great, though. That would be great. That would be a great headline for the news. Moderna single-handedly stop poverty through medicine. No government intervention. We only need medicine to take out poverty. The next best thing, the next thing that medicine will do is to handle global warming. We are going to get another vaccine to take out all the HFCs to stop the greenhouse effect. Stop bullshitting, Pierce. So anyways, on to the next, man. So yesterday, I'm not sure, was it yesterday? I keep on going to the mall because, you know, I love going to the mall. It just helps my mind, you know. So I think, I don't know, I just went to the mall. For the past few days, I've been going to the mall, and there was this dude at the bakery. I went to the bakery, and there was this dude who wore not a surgical mask. What do you call that? A face cover, you know, like the cloth mask. And he had this print on it. It was just so funny, man, to look at. The print was Jesus doing that peace sign, you know, like, why are you even doing that? You think printing Jesus onto a face cloth will give you that added protection? You know? You think that you got this other layer of protection? You got the Moderna vaccine or Pfizer or whatever. And you got the holy protection just to take out all the demons. All the demons of the world. You need that holy water. You gotta drink some holy water to take out all the shit all away. It's just so funny to look at. And at this side, there was just this Nike logo. You know, the Jesus face mask. Face cloth. Protected by the church. Sponsored by heaven. And there's just a lot of these people, man. I just noticed a lot of these people, like the ones that don't know how to mix and match their tops and their pants or shorts or whatever, they usually come to the poorer areas. You go to the rich malls, it's fine. Everyone looks good. Everyone looks good. But once you step out of that area and go to the next part of that area, it's just a total mess, man. Like, I went to the department store once and I saw this girl. Okay, this girl who wore skinny jeans, like, I gotta hand it to these two women, man. Like, they are willing to sacrifice. They are willing to sacrifice a lot of their time and comfort to make themselves sassy. you know, just to make themselves sexy. Like, you've seen those, their jeans, right? Pockets so small, you can't even fucking use it, you know? And so I saw this girl once, and her jeans were just so tight. The ones where you feel like you're gonna take your blood pressure from how tight it is, you know? Just 3 minutes into walking, your leg starts falling asleep. What the fuck are you doing, Pierce? Why are you laying down on the ground? My legs, man, there's no blood circulation all over my legs. Just there's nothing. Like, you take off your pants, you can just see it's all, your whole leg is just violet or blue or whatever. Just from zero circulation. So anyways, so I saw this girl once in the department store wearing some skinny jeans. And I think it's all fine and well, as long as you have the ass or the legs to back it off, you know? But this woman looked like a fucking Kit Kat. You know, just two pieces of sticks, two pieces of lumber, just walking around the department store. And the customers, they were like, Why is there wood walking around the department store? Are we on Home Depot? Okay, by now I sound really, really arrogant, but you get what I mean, right? Like, if you don't have the ass to show it, just don't do it, man. You know? That's what I would do. I know I have a shit body. I am stick thin. I run almost every day. I feel like I eat a lot, but I'm still thin, dude. I'm still pretty thin. So I don't show my fucking ass, right? I wear those normal regular clothes. Clothes enough to, so I know I don't have a face. I don't have a body to show. So I just wear those regular clothes. Clothes enough to mask myself from the masses, you know? That's it. That's my goal whenever I buy a pair of clothing. Not me to show off, like, look at my titties, you know? Like, this is what I want to say, okay? If you have a pair of titties, show it off, you know? Show it off. Maximize the cleavage. If you have an ass, maximize the tightness of your shorts or your skinny jeans or whatever, right? If you have a great-looking, I don't know, pair of abs, then wear a crop top. If you're a man, you gotta wear a crop top. But you get my point. You get my point, okay? Like, I'm gonna give you another example. Like Bill Gates, you know? He knows he's already past his prime. He doesn't have the face. He doesn't have the body. But he knows. He knows very well in his mind that he has the money. So that's what he does, right? He goes to a girl, tries to talk to her. When she's uninterested, he starts taking out his wallet, right? And as he takes out his cash, man, every $1,000 that the girl sees, she starts spreading her legs for at least 10 degrees. God damn, dude. $18,000 on a fucking wallet. She's already like 90 degrees. Just wanting to hump that dick. Or Stephen Hawking, you know? You know he doesn't have the body. You know he doesn't have the face. Clearly he doesn't have the face to fuck a woman. But he has his brain. He is so smart that he could swoon a lady. Swoon a lady to having sex. Or maybe it's the woman that just has this robot kink, you know? Hi, lady. I wanna fuck you. Did Stephen Hawking's kids had that feeling, had questions about like how they were born, like how did dad impregnate mom? I am really genuinely curious. If your body just fails, does your dick fail as well? Is it hard as a tree stump, or is just limping it out, you know, just soft? Every single day, like a marshmallow. I'm really curious, though. Like, could someone please tell me about that? Or maybe, okay, there's just two reasons why people don't know how to mix and match. It's either them trying to force their way out of a thing, you know, like that thing. They're like, I really want to wear a pair of skinny jeans. I don't care about how good it is on me or not. I just want to wear it. Maybe that's their reason, right? Or they just don't have, they just have zero fashion sense. They have zero fashion sense. Or maybe Omicron. The Omicron variant, the COVID Omicron variant, has spread across New York, and its main symptoms, if you have it, is that your fashion sense have gone to zero. Besides you having fever, body aches, the number one reason, the number one symptom of you having the Omicron variant is you not wearing proper clothing. You have zero sense of mixing and matching your top and your bottom. I don't know how you do it, man. I don't know how you do it. Then you see the reporter. And then you see the reporter just trying to talk about the pandemic. Then this is the new pandemic. The Omicron variant has spread across New York. It's getting really worse. People wearing bagels as hats. Monica Lewinsky just riding dicks as if it were a just wearing dicks for winter just to keep her body heated up, you know. We need the friction to keep ourselves warm from this harsh cold winter. It's December. It's already December. It's winter. What do you want me to do? You could wear a jacket, Monica. I'm curious though, like how did Monica and what was that? Bill Clinton? How did they got caught though? I don't understand that. Like, were there CCTVs or was it Bill Clinton just starts, or was it Bill Clinton just bragging to his friends like, yeah, you know Monica, yo Pierce, you know Monica, she got some dick last night. I don't know. I think that's the end of the podcast, man. So anyways, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you're still here, man, like, thank you so much. Please share it to your friends, to your family, dog, whatever. It really helps a lot to the podcast. And I have a Twitter account. It's at Pepito Show Pod. And hopefully I get to see you there. See you next week. And thank you again. Bye-bye.